And I'm excited about this particular passage of Scripture because I think it helps us to envision how we can become the church that God wants us to be as we become fishers of people. You know, and I'll just tell you, you never know what day God is going to enter into your life and you realize that you're going to have to change. Nobody knows when that's going to happen. Those moments when they come, and they can come any number of times in your life. But those moments when you have this realization that I can't keep living this way. I've got to make a change. And when those moments come, they are powerful moments in your life. They transition you from one place to the next place. I'm going to make a change. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to live a different way because, not because I think it's necessarily best for me, but it's because I think this is what God wants me to do. How many of you had those moments when you realized that was something that needed to change in your life that God wanted you to do? Anybody? Anybody ever have those? I hope you have. I hope you continue to have them. And they're, it's a stirring fresh breeze, isn't it, of the Spirit. It's a dawning recognition. It's time to change, time to make new choices. The shape, the direction of my life, you never know when the whisper or the summons is going to come, but it will come. Two young men were fishing one day, and they had no idea the summons was just a moment away from them. They were casting their big nets into the sea. Two brothers, partnership. We've had other brother partnerships, haven't we? What ones come to mind? How about the Marx brothers? I like the Marx brothers. The Wright brothers, the Ringling brothers, right? The Cohen brothers, the Allman brothers, Lehman brothers, Brothers Grimm. You know those brothers, don't you? Yeah. And now we have the Fisher brothers. There's Simon and there's Andrew, and they're standing thigh deep in the water. They don't see him coming, but from way up the beach, here he is. He's walking down to them. They're watching him as he comes. He gets to where they are, and he stops, and he looks at them, and they look at him. And out of his mouth come these words, "Follow me." And I suppose he's probably smiling when he says the next thing. "Boys, you want a fish? I'll show you some fishing. I'll show you some real fishing. I'm going to make you fishers of people. Let's fish for human life." And the two men look at each other, and both can see what the other one is feeling, and they nod to each other, and they head to the shore, and they drop their nets onto the sand and walk away. In the company of Jesus. And then, just up the beach, happens all over again. Two more brothers, fishermen, John and James, and they're sitting in a boat along with their dad. They're mending their nets, and Jesus looks at them, and they look at him, and he calls them as he has called the others before, and he says to them what? "Follow me." That's it. And then they go. And now there's a boat rocking empty in the lake and a father with his mouth hanging open, and they leave their boat and their father and they walk away. Is there some background story here? I mean, did they already know they were going to do this, you think? Have they kind of planned it? You think they'd already had a conversation, you know, previously, and then kind of decided, and then when Jesus shows up, this is what we're going to do? Had they heard him speak before, maybe? Had they had a conversation with him before? Or were they just enthralled by what they'd seen in him? Was he famous already? Maybe everybody knew him. And it's like, here comes Jesus and he's calling me. Wow, well, I better go. Was he famous? I don't know. But I can tell you this, he looked at them as no one before had looked at them. He entered their mind and their eyes like a shaft. And he was compelling. Don't you think? What they heard when they heard his voice, I think probably was something like music they had been waiting to hear all their life. It must have been absolutely incredible and beautiful and very, very compelling. I don't know why, but they just got up and went. I do know that there are moments when you know that the time in your life has come and it's time now to change. And Jesus is supremely the bringer of those moments. A whisper to the heart, a summoning up of the whole life. We can ignore it if we want to. You can shake it off if you want to. You can change the channel if you want to. But you know, don't you? I got to make a change. I've got to make a change. And you also know if you stop listening and responding to that voice, in time, I think some people lose the capacity to hear it at all. I've met some of those people. They don't want to hear that voice. How sad. These four young men at their fishing happily listened to the stirring of the heart. It was calling to them, and they knew it, and they knew it was time, and they had the good sense to get up immediately and begin fishing for people with Jesus. God, give us so much sense. And in the process, when you start something new, folks, the hardest part of starting something new is what you leave behind. You leave a whole lot behind, don't you? That's the hard part. It's what you're leaving behind. And they're on the beach, pile of nets and some other gear. This isn't recreational fishing. This was a career. They left behind their career, the business, their livelihood. And further up the beach, what did they abandon? The boat. And who else? And their dad. Zebedee. Can you imagine what Zebedee must have felt like? There go my boys. There goes the business. And that doesn't seem right, does it? There it is. They walk away. And folks, this isn't uncommon in the Gospels. Jesus walks up to somebody. In one case, he walks up to a toll booth, and there sits a tax collector named Levi, and Jesus says, "Follow me." And the man gets up and leaves everything behind. And it's almost April. Got an empty tax booth sitting there. He's gone. And one day Jesus is talking with his friends about the grave danger of being rich. And you know what Peter says? Peter says, you know, truthfully, Lord, we have left everything to follow you. And this is what Jesus says in response. Anybody who leaves it all behind will get 100-fold more in return. Wow. And do you think this may be the reason that some of us, most of us, do such a lousy job at being followers of Jesus? Do such a poor job in seizing the moment when we know it is time for a change. These four just walked away, but there's too much for most of us, and we don't want to leave it behind, and we can't bring ourselves to do it because of what we have to give up. What would you say it is for you? I mean, suppose here today, the inner voice is speaking to you, stirring the heart, and saying, it's time. It's time. Jesus is holding you in his gaze. It's time. It's time for a change. I want you to follow me. And you would, wouldn't you? You really would, if it didn't mean that you'd have to leave so much behind. What would you have to walk away from to follow Jesus? What would you have to walk away from? Everybody's got something. Four fishermen lost their jobs, the income that came with it, and it wasn't just the financial loss they had to deal with. It was a big change. What if the living Jesus stood here gazing beautifully, powerfully at us and invited us to walk away from security? Would you get up and go? What else could it be? Maybe it's the way your life is arranged, you know? Would you leave that behind? Maybe it's how your time is spent. And you don't want to change that. Maybe it's something in how you've been doing relationships. And you know, I can't keep doing that. I got to do it differently. My children. My spouse. I got to change something. I know Jesus wants me to. Something from the past that has still got a grip on you and you just can't get over it. It's holding on to you. It's got you by the ankles. And it won't let go. And you can't let go either. What is it? Time to walk away from your old pal guilt. How many of you have that? Let it go. It's not helping you. And Jesus doesn't want it for you. How resentful are you? Maybe the old familiar judgmental ways you fall into. Maybe that anxiety that's whispering to you almost every night. And here comes Jesus looking for you. Want to walk away? Now's the time. It's hard. Oh, it's hard. I'm not kidding you. Because not only does Jesus call us, but all the other things and all the other stuff, well, that's calling us too. We hear lots of voices, not just the voice of Jesus. And they need us in order to exist. All the addictions, all the consolations, all those dreams that are false, all those securities that are false, that whisper to us, all of it begs us, we're all you've got. We're all you've got. We're all you've got. We're all you know. We're all you know. We're all you know. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. Mary Oliver wrote a poem. It's called The Journey, and this is part of it. One day you finally know what you had known, what you had to do, and began, though the voices around you kept shouting, and you kept shouting back because they were shouting bad advice. The whole house is trembling, and you feel the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life. They all cried back, but you didn't stop. You already knew what you had to do, and the wild night and the road of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began burning through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice. And you slowly recognize it. And this new voice kept company with you as you walked and strolled deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing that you could do. You made the choice. And Christ comes to us, calling us from where we have been too long, and sometimes it's the only thing to do, to walk away. When you hear that voice. And one more thing. It's not just the walking away. It's not just the leaving that Christ calls us to. The point is never the letting go. The point is what we are finally set free to take hold of. It's not letting go. It's grabbing on to something. It's moving into something that you know is better and more worthy of your life. Are you getting this? You don't ever run away. You move towards. You go into a new dream, a new vision, a new way of living. You go into something new. You're moving into something, not just away from things. A whole new passion to be living in the way that Jesus wants me to live. A purpose for existing that's bigger than just me and my own little life. It's about the world, and it's long overdue, and it's good news, and it's about human life all around us. Really, really, human life all around us needing to see and know and understand there is something bigger than just us to live our lives into, and it is God. And I want to move into that. I want to move into that. I want to be that person. I want to make a difference in our world for good. Brothers and sisters, come on, you know it's time to change. Don't you? Can you hear His voice? Follow me. Follow me. I'll make you fishers of people. We're going to fish for the world. How about it? Now that's a calling worth living into. Let's make a difference in our world. The mental image gets in the way, you know. What's the mental image? You know what I think of when I think of these fishermen? Cast wide, gather in, cast wide, gather in. And it's a net of good news, folks. God's love, Christ's love, our love, and what we are privileged to have in this human life, in this human community that's been transformed by that love. It's what Jesus did with those guys, casting the net wide and pulling it in. And it gave their life shape. Share the gospel. Find more gospel. Give human life. Embrace human life. Move towards it. Can you do that? I'm in this too. Can we do that? Why not? Why not? You see, maybe it's not just a time for personal change. Maybe it's a time for all of us to change. The church to change. Become who we're supposed to be. Who are we supposed to be? Come follow me and I will make you... That's right up there. Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine that. I'm going to share your love with others. I'm going to make a difference in the world. I'm going to follow Jesus. Why not? For the passion and the purpose of Christ's love and for His joy. Why not? How about we all make a change? Why not? Let's pray. Oh, gracious God, You've called us into a new purpose, a new way of living, a new life that can make a difference in our world with You. We follow You. We seek to be Your disciples. We know, Lord, that there is much that has to be left behind. And yet so much to embrace. And so much excitement to live into. So much of a difference that we can make. And so we pray for a new vision and a new purpose, a new way of living our lives and a new way of being Your church. We pray it in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen.